Right now it is time for the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Neck. That is Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You can find them at tqag.com on the web. Are they both here this morning?
Yes, good morning. Are you there?
I hear you, but we don't hear Tim that well.
I'm in the car.
Tim, you sound like you're coming from Mars, Tim. Well, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna let you go because it sounds like it sounds like you're being buzzed with a taser and you're also in a sock.
Oh, and this is the perfect segue to what Greg's gonna talk about. Talk about
All right, we'll speak to you next. We'll speak to you next week, Tim. Take care.
Bye bye.
Wow, Greg, that was strange.
Wow, that was some introduction.
I've never heard a cell phone sound like that. So where was he on his way to or from?
He's on his way to Miami. He for Gershon's today. Okay. He has he's been working on this project for them for some time, and it just seems like it keeps growing. So he's hopefully this might be one of the last times that he has to go down there for this particular project. But you know, that's what happens. These things come up. So
all right. How is this the perfect segue into what you're going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about, this is really very Jules Verneian. I don't know. I'm sure you must have seen the news about the Rothko painting, that artificial intelligence art sale on Artsy that's coming up.
Yep.
It is the most bizarre thing. If you read the article, it just smacks of H.G. Wells, all of those fiction writers. Like, these things would never happen, and here we are. You know, we went to the moon. We've expanded our knowledge under the sea. All of these things have come to fruition, and so now they're talking about artificial intelligence, which we are in the midst of. And now they've decided, well, let's just see whether or not we can turn this into something really profitable, like contemporary art. And sure enough, there's a sale coming up where they have recreated with artificial intelligence some Rothko paintings. And we're going to see whether or not what sort of prices they bring. But what's interesting, and it's as though I'm really kind of getting into this, because I'm not much of a science fiction sort of guy, but when they start creating these paintings that could revolutionize art, it's like, where does it end? I mean, why do you need to go to art school? Why do you need to be naturally talented? I mean, you can just, if you know how to work a computer, you might be able to sell a $200 million painting at some point in your life. So it's a little scary, but as an example, just since 2010, Rothko paintings have sold for over $1.1 billion in total. Just the real paintings that people have spent over $1 billion for Rothko paintings over the years. And now these paintings that are coming up, they've figured out these algorithms to recreate them, and they focused on five pieces of criteria, which are kind of typical in a way, but there are two in here that I just don't really quite get. And they have chosen the I'm just looking here in the article about what they've chosen or how they've chosen them. And what ended up happening was chose from the type of painting, whether it was on canvas or paper. And two of the main criteria that they chose, they used how much money people who bought the art, you know, like billionaires, how many billionaires there are in the world. And they used that as one of the criteria, and I'm not exactly sure why. So I have to do some more research on this, but I think it's going to be really cool to follow this sale because it just is so bizarre. It's just so futuristic.
The reason I want to follow it is because locally here we have a guy who lives in Cornwall, Connecticut, and I've interviewed him twice now. And he just finished having an art show at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, which wrapped up on May 5th, called Unstructured Structures. And he is somebody who works with a computer, and he produces art, and it produces art. And he's been doing it for a long, 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 long time. And the showing was really successful. And he, by the way, is really successful at it.
Well, I'm being curious, is he using artificial intelligence, or is he just using graphics programs? The graphics... Graphics has been around in the art world for a long time.
No, I think he's moved up from that, you know, and then, you know, he's been doing this for a long, long time, and he's very successful. So I think he's into the AI field as well.
Well, I'd be curious because if you go on and you Google AI art, and you can see some of the examples, some of them look a little bizarre. I know there was a while back they tried to recreate some of the old masters with artificial intelligence, and they looked like space creatures. Just so twisted. But oddly enough, the margin of error that they came up with values on how much they suspect that an AI painting, a Rothko painting would sell for, was within 5.5% margin of error. That is really amazing. And the criteria that they used, they compared it against the computer model generated way that they did it, and then the ones that were hand scored. In other words, they had actual human beings come up with some criteria, and the one that the people that humans came up with for the hand scored variables was 20%, only 20% in margin of error. So it's really kind of frightening when you stop and think about how close the margin of error is for artificial intelligence for how much predicting how much something's going to sell for. So if you were really into this and really on top of artificial intelligence for creating art, you could technically, in the next 5 years, I would say, probably be able to create something and figure out before you create it how much it's going to be in what margin of error it's going to be for value and what you think it's going to sell for. And if you're, let's say that you put $10 million on it, and let's say that it's 5.5% margin of error. So you do the math, either 5% more or 5% less. I mean, you can pretty much, seems like you could predict how much money you're going to make as an artist. It just seems really twisted and really odd to me, and it's very science fiction. So I think it just doesn't make, it's just weird. And we've actually talked about going to museums and seeing the actual paintings and how that differs from looking at these large collections of museums online and the reality of what's the feeling you get. Well, I have a feeling that if this artificial intelligence created art really becomes the wave, what's going to, what is the point of having a museum when you can look at something that's artificially manufactured online and it's going to look exactly like the thing in person? So I just find the whole thing a little weird. I just do.
It's weird, but I don't think it's ever going to replace 100% with the feeling that you get from a human being putting something down on a canvas or a sculpture or, you know, because right now you can recreate anything you want in 3D. And that hasn't really affected the market that much. And I really think that people who can paint and have a story to tell, they will still be the masters of their domain.
Well, you know, we kind of went through this same kind of conversation about, actually, when we first started doing the show 10 years ago. Where has the time gone? About live auction versus online auction, yeah. And how this was going to affect the auction industry. Well, as it turns out, we all know the outcome of that. It's actually enhanced.
Yeah.
It's enhanced the auction industry. So it'll be interesting over the next 5 years, maybe for our 20th anniversary doing this show, we might have a different report to make about artificial intelligence and contemporary art. So I just can't wait to follow this sale because it's one of the most unusual things I think we've run across so far, but I guess it's pushing the envelope of technology, so I guess that's a good thing.
All right,
at some point.
And we will wrap this up with this thought. Just about probably 10 years from now, artificial intelligence, what do you think radio will be? There'll be artificial intelligence, well, Marshall, artificial intelligence, the guys, and nobody will be doing anything.
Well, the only advantage that I can see of artificial intelligent art is the fact that perhaps I actually might be able to draw something because I can't even hardly write my name, let alone draw a picture. So it could be kind of fun.
All right. We'll speak to you guys next week.
Okay, have a great week.
Take care. The Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, and appraise this here on Robinhood Radio.